A year ago this week, Ted O'Brien was discharged from the hospital after a harrowing 68-day battle for his life as COVID-19 ravaged his lungs. The former state senator, who now heads the Rochester office of the state attorney general, is one of this region's most well-known survivors of the pandemic. He was kind enough to make a little time for us this morning so we could see how he's doing. Ted, thank you so much for being here. How are you feeling, and how has your health been compared to where you were a year ago?
Well, Beth, first, thanks so much for having me on. And I will start with kind of the good news is that I'm doing really, really well. My health seems good. I'm back to running. I enjoyed running before I was affected by the COVID virus, and I'm able to jog 5K distances again. I'm working out at the gym with the weights about where I was pre-COVID. So the end of the story is a really good result. I don't seem to have lingering effects, but I will say that, you know, for me, the rehabilitation period since I was discharged a year ago has been, really a concentrated effort, and one that, being married to a physical therapist who's very supportive and felt a certain responsibility for my recovery was a good place for me to be. She was very insistent that I continue to work at getting better. And that was really important because I was so deconditioned when I was brought out of the coma.
Yes, your wife, Sue, was posting almost daily social media updates when you were hospitalized, updates on your progress. And when it was clear that you were going to be beating this thing, I think so many people, it seemed all of Rochester, we were celebrating your triumph. Now, you just told me you never thought that you were not going to get better.
I think that that's right. You know, in many respects, weathering the early parts of the disease were much harder on my wife than it was on me. You know, I was intubated, put on a ventilator, and to avoid fighting the ventilator, was induced in a coma. And I was in a coma through most of the period that my treatment team were helping me survive the ravages of the disease. And my treatment team and I won that battle before I was really too aware. When I came out, as you suggested, I did feel like I was going to get better. There was never a doubt in my mind. I think it was harder for Sue because she was there at the time when doctors were saying, well, we've done everything we can do. He either makes it now or he doesn't. And she had to deal with that. And it was really very touch and go. But for me, the most difficult part of this journey that started a little over a year ago was having to deal with the effects of being so deconditioned. And what I mean by that is that I was in a coma for a solid 3 weeks. And they really like to have you eased off the ventilator within about 14 days so you don't get so deconditioned that you can't come out of it. For me, I couldn't wean off the ventilator. I needed a tracheostomy to be performed. Dr. Liang at Rochester General Hospital courageously, because nobody had done a tracheostomy or a surgery on the respiratory system of a person with an active COVID infection until she agreed to do it. But shortly after she did, I was able to show signs of breathing on my own, and they slowly were able to wean me off the ventilator. But that process left me so weak and so deconditioned. Beth, I'm 6'2". I was down to about 150 pounds, which is not a lot of weight. And literally, I was just skin hanging on bones when I came out of the ICU, and it was so weak that I couldn't lift my head off the pillow. And so I had a long ways to go in terms of the rehab, which was surviving the disease. My doctors helped me through that. The rehab was the next process, and that was a significant one.
Brushing up so close to death as you did, has that changed you? Changed the way you look at life?
It absolutely has. And you know, maybe some of the examples seem a little silly, but just being able to—I have two daughters that are now a junior and senior in high school and are beginning to look at colleges and stuff, but the opportunity to help them with their homework or on their science project, and to see them advance and pursue college admissions, and that to be able to participate, that has a meaning to me that I just don't believe I would have had quite the same sense had I not gone through the experience of almost not making it through. And it really was very close as to whether I was going to survive or not.
Ted, do you ever ponder why, I guess in a philosophical way, why you, who were an otherwise healthy man, got so sick with COVID, and why you survived when so many did not?
The randomness of it, it does strike me. And, I have friends and even family members who have had COVID with very little symptoms, and sometimes no symptoms at all, including my older daughter, who was tested for antibodies. So she had it, but really was no symptoms at all. And then, somebody like me, I've lost friends to COVID. And it does seem to be somewhat random. The temptation is to say, poor me, why did I have to go through that? But the way I look at it is that for people that were in my circumstance, the success rate for survival is very low. And I just feel like I hit the lottery because I did survive in spite of the tragic circumstances that I faced.
How do you feel about where we are now with this pandemic? We have, 56% of the population of Monroe County has at least one vaccine dose now. We're slowly getting back to normal, whatever that's going to look like. How are you feeling about the whole thing now?
Well, it's very, I'm very grateful for a community that, like ours, that does embrace first mask wearing and social distancing. And although there are certainly those who have voiced opposition to those things, to me, it's just so important to having beat the virus back and try to have this pandemic recede. My whole family, of course, maybe it makes perfect sense, but we, as soon as we were eligible for the vaccine, we went and got our vaccines. Everybody's fully vaccinated in my family. And I'm pleased that people are taking it seriously and getting vaccinated. And I know that there's some hesitancy in some corners to do that, but it does look like it's the answer to having the pandemic removed from our lives and have us return to a sense of normalcy. And what I would just encourage people to do is learn from people like myself and others who have suffered so greatly from this pandemic to please, get vaccinated and let's move beyond this pandemic if we can.
That's Ted O'Brien, who made a miraculous recovery from COVID-19 and was released from the hospital a year ago this week. Ted, thank you so much. Continued good health and happiness to you.
Thanks, and same to you, Beth. Thanks so much for having me on.